Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Back again on a Wednesday, the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's actually going to be a Wednesday. You'll find that out in a sec. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, I feel pretty good. Happy Wednesday. Jackie Baseball, listen. I know as we watch the Dodgers mow through the Milwaukee Brewers, we want to tell ourselves we put up a valiant effort. I say crap to all that. Crap, crap, crap. No coping.
Yes.
Holla at your boy.
It's not what you said in the meeting.
Yeah.
At all.
Loser energy over there.
First off, it makes me feel 100 times better. We're right there. Run it back. Phil is 2026. It was always a 2026 Phil.
You know why it doesn't make me feel better? Because now I'm looking at Milwaukee, and I was like, well, if we don't, you know, dumb away two games, we're crushing Milwaukee. We're in there. Maybe we win the World Series. Yeah. I don't feel better about it at all. I don't feel I want the Dodgers. Yes, you do. Yes, you. I know you too well.
Me
I know you too well.
We're fine.
You know he's telling himself.
Oh,
he was so happy.
Come on.
When they broke it open last night?
Yeah, when they broke it open last night.
Shohei, please hit that single into right. Shohei. Sorry, I'm going to get shirts made. Bellinger and Bregman, 2025. Yep. That's sick individual.
Total loser energy. Big show as it always is at 3 o'clock. Speaking of the Phils, Larry Anderson will join us one last time for this season to wrap
eulogy.
To wrap up the Phils 2025 season. Flyers and 50 with Broads at 3:30, now that we actually have Flyers to talk about. So, and the rumor is Broads
hit me with his damn stick, too.
Oh, yeah. He's here. He's dangerous.
Well,
whoa, yeah.
Not that stick.
I always rub my stick.
He has a stick with him.
Yeah, you might want to. Well,
he walks around the stick all the time.
Well, I don't think you guys are helping each other. I think you should hold on to that, actually.
He's always just got a stick.
There it is.
It's holding on to it.
Yep. Baldy joins us at 4 and the new Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings at 4:30. But we do start the show off. It is I say it's Wednesday, every Wednesday, but Carson hasn't played here in a number of years. But there is the possibility that Carson Wentz will start against the Eagles on Sunday. So given that we have spent so many days talking about how bad the Eagles offense is, I thought we could talk a little bit about Carson. Because Carson is a really interesting figure in the history of Philadelphia sports. We have a bunch of players that have stories that are unlike any others. Nick Foles' story is unlike any other. Even Michael Vick's story here, is a story of redemption. Carson's story is different. And I think since there's been enough time, he's been on a few different teams, I think it's a good time to look back, talk about how we felt then, how we feel now, if you're rooting for him. You know, because Carson had that great season in 2017, was part of the Eagles winning their first Super Bowl. You know, would have won the MVP if he didn't get hurt.
Yep.
But then after that, it became complicated. It became complicated for a lot of reasons. It became complicated because Nick Foles was just here. It became complicated because he didn't have, a great, group of players offensively around him. And then it became complicated because of Carson himself, and the vibe was not good within, and then eventually asked to not be here anymore, and mm-hmm. Carson got traded. And I think there was a time where at that point, if you had asked people, how do you feel about Carson? People were like, get him out of here. I hope he doesn't ever succeed. But now he's been humbled. He's been on a few different teams. So I'll start with you, Ike. Here's what I want to know. 215-592-9494. Is when you look back on it, do you think more about the great 2017 season? Do you think more about how it ended? And are you rooting for him now? Are you rooting for him? Are you rooting against him? Are you ambivalent, about how he does?
Yeah.
You, when you look back on it, what do you think most about the Carson era? And then what do you think now?
Well, let me just say,
yeah.
as the president... yes. of the LTBB.
Yep.
That's. I'm hoping that was a rhetorical question. That's a nonsense question to me.
I know how you feel.
I'll always root for the guy
yep.
as long as he's not playing the Eagles.
Okay, yeah, you're not rooting
for
him.
I've always stuck to that. I'm happy he's still in the league. I'm happy he's getting another opportunity. Listen, there are times I think about Wentz from his times back then, and you say to yourself, how could this not have gone right?
Right.
Like, if we had kept him here, and this is no offense to Jalen or anybody else, so this has nothing to do with Jalen.
This is only about
yes,
Carson. There's no passive-aggressive Jalen stuff.
No. Well, especially from me.
Well, yeah. Yes. And me. Well,
no, shut up.
Well, because, you know, if I wanted to be passive-aggressive against Jalen, I would just start saying, boy, it would have been great if Carson was here, but I don't.
But you hated Wentz. So,
I did.
Yes,
I did.
So, yeah, you're not going to do that.
No,
so.
I'm not.
I'm just saying he had all of the physical tools that I think you look for in a quarterback. He had the size. He had the arm strength. He could throw the ball from different angles. He had the swashbuckler mentality where, you know, he didn't mind taking risk. Like, that's the way he played the game, sometimes to a detriment
to the
team. And obviously the 2017 season, the first Super Bowl championship ever, that doesn't happen. That story will never be told without Carson Wentz being a part of the story. So he's a part of Eagles history.
Yep.
He's a part of Eagles history. I just wish it had ended better. You know, if he wasn't going to finish his career here, I think the way that it ended was terrible in 2020. Like that, I don't know how it could have been any worse than that season in 2020. It couldn't get right. And you almost think about what could have been from a physical standpoint. But then I also say, I don't know if he was mentally ready to play here.
That was my question.
Yeah.
Like, let's assume he doesn't get hurt, right?
Yeah.
And maybe they win the Super Bowl. Maybe who knows what happens. But let's assume he doesn't get hurt. Because I think a lot of us think of this is what you're saying, what could have been.
Yeah.
But I don't know necessarily that it was the injury that prevented it from happening. It was a part of it.
Yes.
And the injury and them going on to win the Super Bowl without him didn't help.
That was a large part of it, yes. When you ask him, he says if he could trade in positions with a quarterback for a day, who would it be?
It would be Nick Foles in that game. Yeah.
So that shows you what it meant to him.
Yep.
Having somebody else do that on a team that drafted him as their franchise quarterback and everything they poured into him from a developmental standpoint, he was bought all the way into that. But even with that, there's still, I think, now I come to learn this or come to this realization later, I don't know if he was built to play here.
From a mental standpoint.
And that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's not built to play here. And I don't know if Wentz was mentally built to play here. I don't know. And it's hard to say that with any sort of strong sort of belief in it, only because I can't undersell having your backup go win the Super Bowl and be the Super Bowl MVP, and essentially the whole city falls in love with him after they were just in love with you.
And he's still here the next year.
And he's still here. Like, there's no way that didn't play a part in his development from where he was prior to that injury to where he was after that moving forward. I don't see how that didn't have a direct impact on him.
Well, and you say, you know, not built to play here. And I've mentioned this a few times talking about other players. The thing that you don't get the advantage of is when you get drafted here is you don't get the advantage of coming here when you're 30 and being a more fully formed adult, more fully formed man, been in different situations, understand how good you have it. You come here as a 22 or 23-year-old and thrown into the fire of being in the middle of Philadelphia, the most important position on the most important team, I don't know how many people are. It's one of the things that's good about Jalen is that he doesn't seem affected by all of this.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was the outside stuff, and there was some inside stuff too. You know, he wasn't totally willing to work on what he needed to work on and adjust what he needed to work. And who knows how much the Nick Foles and Super Bowl thing plays along with. So this is a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We are looking back on the Carson Wentz era. What do you remember more? Do you remember the good times? Do you remember the bad times? And are you rooting for him?
I remember the good times.
Yeah.
Still the best quarterback season, arguably.
Ever.
Well, for the history
of the league. For the Eagles.
Yeah, I picked the Vic season,
it's arguably.
Yes,
it's arguably the best individual quarterback season.
215-592-9494.
McNabb's 04 was pretty damn good.
Jack?
That
was 32 touchdowns in basically 14 games.
Yeah. You're rooting. You're still rooting.
You kidding
me? Still believe?
Do I still believe in Carson? Absolutely not.
Okay.
But, Carson, I hope he comes back and has a good career. Like, I'm rooting for Carson.
Yeah.
I don't really have the ill will towards him. Of course, at the end, I want him gone just like everyone else, but that was what it was. I definitely look back, and I think about the 17th season, and I think we had Josh Allen before Josh Allen. And I actually look at it more disappointing than anything. Because I think we had it. We had the big armed quarterback that could stand the pressure of and run around and make magical plays, and it just crap fired, you know.
It's so not even crap fired.
Crap fired.
Crap fired.
Yeah,
that's not
that
a word.
Is. Boy,
I meant
you
to say
are.
Backfired.
Are you built for this?
That just like Carson.
Are you built for this city,
Mark Elfritz?
Crap fired.
Right. But he was the best.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Here on this Wednesday, what do you remember? You remember the good times or the bad times? Are you rooting for him to succeed? As we may see him on Sunday. Black Gritty starts us off. Black Gritty, you're on WIP.
First of all, thank you, Corey. See, I told you that Spike and I are professionals. We could do this. So I'm glad I got to take his spot today. Nolo, Bryce better get himself together. Ike.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Libra brother. I'm on out for the weekend, so you got Thursday, I got Friday. So I'd say it to you today, brother. Let me be first.
Happy birthday.
Because I'm going out.
Yep.
Happy Wednesday.
You're coming back, though, right?
Huh?
You're coming back, though, right?
Girl, take me out for the weekend. It depends on how good the weekend is.
Yeah.
I might not come back. You know what I mean? Your boy might not. Your boy got a passport. Let me say happy Wednesday. I was calling from Smith and Brown to defend Jalen today, but I'll go back and talk about Wentz because it is a Wednesday. No one could ever tell me not to love Carson Wentz. That year was a great year, and it was second best to Donovan McNabb and Michael Vick. It was the third best for me. But I can't have a Super Bowl without him having that year. When he went out there on a broke leg and still went out there against L.A. and went back out on the court, that's your Kobe Bryant. Corey, that's your Kobe Bryant, Chuck. That was Kobe Bryant. My boy went out there to bust a wheel and said, nah, son, I got to see it through. And then he gets to watch another man eat his lunch and take his victory laps. And then he died for our sins and left me with a whole bunch of first-round picks so I can go get my second Super Bowl. I got two Super Bowls because of Carson Wentz. Is anybody six name out to say something crazy? Just know I lived most of my life suffering without a bowl, okay? I got two because of you, Carson. Brian DeBosco, Broncos. And let me tell you something. I can talk to you a while.
Go ahead.
But last week, I said we was going to lose to the Giants. Everybody came at me on the internet telling me I'm crazy. I'm telling you again. The Broncos about the Buckets, because if I got to deal with Brown and Ringo, Ringo's mama better be working on this kid on the sideline, boy. I know she's out here in these streets. She better get on him.
Relax, man.
Somebody better tell somebody.
Like a Yoshi call.
Yoshi just stole my favorite. I love you, Yoshi, but you know what happened, Yoshi. You know what happened. But let me just tell you. You better lock somebody down, because I got to deal with Justin Jefferson, and if I got to deal with Carson coming back and beat me down like this on defense when the offense looks like it does, hey, Saquon, you had six people that rated you in the documentary. You better get more than 3 yards of carry. You worried about my quarterback. Somebody better rush and do something, because we about to lose to the Broncos and get bucked. Happy birthday, Ike. I miss you, baby. I'll talk to y'all. Have a good day.
All right, see you, Black
Happy birthday, BG.
Let me tell you.
How about that Black Gritty back?
Yeah, well,
I'm not expecting that.
Came for you. Came for the early birthday.
It's
cheating.
All good, yes.
Cheating, getting the day,
that
getting in
cheating.
Early.
Yes,
it is cheating,
was.
But whatever. We'll allow it. look, if Quinion Mitchell doesn't play on Sunday, that is...
And Jordan Addison is back. He's no slouch either.
That's not great. If you have a defense that can't get to the quarterback and also can't cover, they might be in real... I wonder if Cooper ends up playing outside or something, or if Adoree Jackson and Keely Ringo... no offense to either guy,
Bennett is still out?
Yeah.
What's he hurt with?
He's on IR. It was a elbow thing? It was an arm thing.
Oh, that's right, because he did. He had that elbow thing on. Yeah. I was like, man, what is he doing?
What's he got, Tommy John? Well, get back out there.
I don't know. We don't even know if he's good.
That's according to
that. That's true, I've been living on a wing and a prayer there. Yeah,
we need Quinion. All the Carson fans out there may get their big game wish on Sunday if we're rolling out, the Adoree Jackson.
We do not want to be in a shootout.
No. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey man, I'm a team player. I can give up. I ain't gotta always bet at the two or the three hole. What I'm saying? Y'all can put me wherever, Some guys,
That's your boy Jack did that, man. Jack put you on, he put you second.
Hey, I told you.
Well, this has all been worked behind the scenes. Everyone relax.
Listen, we got some players that they can only bet where they bet. I ain't gonna say no names.
Yeah. Our top three guys.
hey, but look. Man, Carson Wentz. Look, I really don't got no, opinion. I used to be on a Wentz wagon. I love Carson Wentz. But my thing with Wentz was, what really turned him against me was, like when they was like, oh, he don't want to be in this. He don't want to play for us. Like, he requested a trade. Like, not a lot of players request a trade from the Eagles. So that means that you told me you ain't want to be a part of my team no more. So now I got to turn on.
Yeah, but they gave up on him, Corey. He didn't give up on you. Remember that? Carson did it. You timeout. You timeout. He did not give up.
You turned him down.
I did, because it has to be said.
Get it out.
He didn't turn his back on the fans. The Eagles turned their back on Carson. Might have been the right call. But.
You mean by drafting Jalen?
Yeah. Right after you led the team and had a freak concussion. I mean, what'd you want him to do?
A 19 season. And that 19 season is underrated.
Oh, right.
Not talked about enough.
I'm just saying, man.
It's talked about enough on this show.
It's not talked about enough, man. I mean, you see
4,000 yards?
Yeah, with Greg Ward and...
No one over 500 yards receiving?
Yeah, hell, I don't even know who else we had.
Stunk. But drug plumbers to the playoffs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Look, let me say, listen, Carson Wentz, like I said, I don't know if he would have won the Super Bowl. Like, y'all know me, I'm not an if guy. I can't do no ifs. I can only say what happened.
Oh, we were winning the Super Bowl that year. That was the best team in football.
He was balling, what I'm saying? So I think he would have got it done. But all I know is when you turn your back on my team, I can't.
That's fair. Yeah.
On Sunday, I'm nervous. I ain't going to lie, I'm nervous. I'm hoping it's J.J. McCarthy because, that's a Michigan boy. I want to put him through the grave, too. You know what I'm saying? Because he did some stuff to my team, too. So either one of them. But, real quick, to close out the call, I just got to say something real quick. I got a question for Spike. This is a civil conversation because, yesterday, Spike, Ike, and Seth Joyner, they brought something up. And it's like, I just got a question with the Jalen stuff.
You're asking me.
Yeah, or just how come Jalen is the only quarterback? I'm not going to say the only quarterback, but he's the only guy that got to earn his spot every week. Like Patrick Mahomes can be bad for 6 months. People still say he the top. Joe Burrow can miss 3-4 years, right?
He's still in the elite group. Yep, Joe Burrow in the elite group every year.
If Hurts has one or two bad games, now he's the 14th best. Yeah.
Well, because do you want a real answer?
You can't wait to drop him out of the rankings.
Can't wait.
The real answer is, and truthfully, No one was buying it last year. When I say no one, I don't mean no one, but I mean there is a larger... When you hear me say that I wasn't buying it, it's not. I'm not on an island. I think there were a lot of people last year, a lot of whether they're national, whether they're former backup quarterbacks, whoever they are, who saw what the Eagles did and had respect for what he did do, but still in the back of their mind were thinking, still not buying it. And the reason that he is in that position is from watching. I think there are a lot of quarterbacks in the league that when you watch them, you think to yourself, I get it. And when you watch Jalen, I think there are a lot of people that think I don't. And I think the reason that he is in that situation is because there were a lot of people that even though they won the Super Bowl, thought to themselves, still not buying it. And I think that's why. And I understand it. I understand your perspective, and I understand they won, and he was ended up being a big part of why they won. But I also understand what I believe, and I'm not. I don't think I've jumped on him very hard this year at all.
Well, you had him at the seventh best quarterback.
Yes.
Are you taking that back?
What? No.
Okay.
I mean, we swore off rankings.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah. I had in front of him, I had Mahomes, Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar.
Listen, we'll take seven right now.
Yeah, I know. I had Stafford and I had Baker.
Yeah, we'll take seven right now.
But if you're going to do rankings all year long, it's very hard to have him top 10 or something. He hasn't played that way. So if you want an honest answer, I think a lot of people weren't buying it. And I think a lot of people that's why they're asking him to prove it, because they didn't see what they see out of quarterback, what they're expecting to see out of top quarterbacks. Yeah. That's the honest answer.
He hasn't played great, but I'm going to just close out the call. Everybody say, like, I just brought it up with the people, you know what I'm saying? Not everybody can play here. But all I know is all these quarterbacks is great. With Jalen Hurts got a stacked deck, I know we going to the Super Bowl, minimal. I can't say that about everybody else because I ain't
going to do it. We also lost in the first round.
That's cool. Hey,
Twice.
I ain't seen Josh Allen been there with no stacked deck. Lamar, all them other guys, Baker, he got a stacked deck now.
He's got stacked. Well, but hold on. You want to do this on Sunday? They put up 30 points. No right. Mike Evans. No Godwin. No Egbuka. The running back, what's his name?
Bucky Irvin
wasn't there, and he went and he beat the Niners defense. Now they had some injuries, but put up 30 points. And you know what? To your eye, you watch that, and that game was Baker.
You're right. 100%.
Yeah.
I'm just saying though. As you do that, expectation rises.
Yes, so absolutely. I'm waiting for the Baker fall. Yes.
I don't want to hear no Mike Evans excuse if he ain't there, because in week five you lit the Niners defense up. That's the thing. That's
okay. All right. Fine. Okay.
I know you're keeping records. Corey's keeping receipts.
Yeah, I know that. I think I've been very measured in my Jalen stuff this year. Actually.
Totally.
By and large. You have not been measured.
I've been very measured.
No.
I do is tell the truth.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of Jalen, coming up next, one of the true haters had a story, has a thought.
One of the original haters.
Yeah, top of the line hater. And some other sort of, other sort of things around the NFL from media talking about what's going on with the Eagles. And we continue to talk about Carson. What do you remember more? How it ended? Or how it started, and are you rooting for him? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I want to stay, but I can't help from walking out. Let's throw it away. Just take my hand and understand. If you could see, I never planned to be a man. It just wasn't me. But now I'm searching for commitment. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are, of course, known for 5:30 Creed, but did you know we also do 2:30 Tupac? Every single day. The Twitter question, many don't know that. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Visit the area's only jeweler with over 5,000 Google 5-star reviews. Experience the difference online at marks-jewelers.com. The reason the question that I'm about to read is about Carson Wentz is because it is Wednesday, and the Eagles may face Carson Wentz on Sunday with the Vikings. And we're talking about how you remember him, if you remember the good times or the bad times, if you're rooting for him now, rooting against him, or if you don't care. The question is, do you look back on Carson Wentz and with the Eagles more positively or negatively? I know Ike, you is more positively.
Yes.
What do you think the poll is at?
It's interesting.
I really didn't know. When we started the show, I really don't know how people feel.
Yeah, and I think some people's feelings have sort of let up a little bit as far as holding a grudge or animosity towards him. It's been a while now since, and he held it. He was the one another Super Bowl since Carson Wentz has left. So I'll go slightly favoring what's the question?
Positively or negatively?
Oh, I'll go slightly in favor of positively. Let's go 58% positive.
It's 61% positive.
Okay.
61% positive. All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I, right. You mentioned in the first segment, I was not a Wentz guy.
Yeah.
I was an anti-Wentz guy very early on. But I don't, even me, I don't, like, I look back and it's over. And I hold a grudge against Ben Simmons. I do not hold a grudge against Carson Wentz. And maybe it is because we won a Super Bowl afterwards and everything's fine, you know. It is what it is. Maybe I would feel different if the Eagles sucked and he was out thriving
playing
somewhere.
Well somewhere, yes. Oh, yeah. Dude, it'd be totally different.
Would not go well.
Yes.
Totally different. Looking to find out what you remember more and if you're rooting for him, not rooting for him, 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
He's a bum. That drop right there. You know what I mean? That drop right there.
One of his biggest fans right here. Chuck. Yep. One of Wentz's biggest fans.
Because he's a bum. Hey, listen. Hey, Ike, we had some very heated arguments.
Man, I was telling Spike that, man. I said, man, me and Chuck used to have some real heated back and forth. About Carson Wentz, yes.
Maybe that's why I loved Chuck so much
Maybe it was, yes, yes.
Yeah, you know what, Spike? You were tight back in the day, yeah. Man. That's probably the reason why.
We're building back, yep.
Yeah, we're getting there. You know what I mean? You can't have no setbacks, though. You know what I mean? We got to keep marching forward. You know what I mean? Hey, listen, that poor Carson Wentz, man, I didn't know what I was getting with him every week. That's why I never liked the guy. You know, the guy is a mental case. He was a mental case, man. You know what I mean? All I remember is when Murray said,
talkie talkie.
Talkie talkie.
Talkie talkie. Oh, my God. That was the funniest. He couldn't even believe he threw that interception. Listen, God bless Carson Wentz. You know what I mean? And the 2017 season might have been one of the best seasons I've seen by a quarterback, but that was only one season. I've never seen a guy live off of 1 year like Carson Wentz had. You had to put a little bit more body of work in, man. You know, and I don't give him credit for the Super Bowl. You know, yeah.
Chuck. Come on now. Come on now. Get that first Super Bowl without Wentz. You know it. And that's what bothers you the most, because you know we don't get that first Super Bowl without Carson Wentz.
I can't say that. Like, this guy, man. Listen, if he would have. He didn't have a clutch gene in his body. Nick had to close that thing out.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It happened like that.
How did we get the number one seed? He got us to what, 11-2, 12-2?
That year he was balling. I ain't going to lie. He was balling that year. You know what I mean? I got to keep it a B. He was balling that year. But every year, then after that, I was like just ramming your head into a brick wall watching him play football. The guy was just a total moron upstairs. You know what
Jeez.
I mean? Some of the stuff that he did, I didn't understand it. You know what I mean? And always injured. And you know, his athleticism went out the window.
Yeah.
You know, throwing interceptions.
Yeah.
You know, the guy was just a head case, man. And you know what? You know, I'm better off. You know, we're better off without him. You know, he's probably a better hunter now than he is a football player. And on Sunday, if he do play, we're going to give him a near-death experience. You know what I mean? And he's going to wish he didn't play on Sunday. Because, you know, there's no love lost with Carson Wentz here. Yeah, that's the thing of the past, man.
You well, that's I mean? True. Yeah.
I got five Eagles quarterbacks I can name that's better than Carson Wentz. And all the people out there that love Carson Wentz, but you hate Ben Simmons.
Five?
I don't get it.
I don't know how you got five.
I think
five.
I could guess the five, but
okay,
all right, go ahead.
Give me five, Chuck.
I got five quarterbacks, okay? Hey, Spike, listen, how you like this one? Randall Cunningham.
I knew you would say Randall.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going Randall. I'm going to go Vic, right?
Okay.
Vic Nagy.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Ty Detmer.
There it
Bobby
is.
Bobby Hoyne. Roddy Pete.
Kevin Cobb.
Jim McMahon. Now, Kevin Cobb was a bum.
Okay.
You know,
right.
You could have said Jaws.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Jaws is I don't really, when I say those quarterbacks, I don't really talk Jaws, because Jaws is like on a, you know, he's like, you know, Harold Carmichael and those guys. I don't really, those guys on another level, you know what I mean? They like, they Hall of Fame type dudes, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like with the Sixers, I don't mention Doc as much as I should, you know what I mean?
Cause, yeah.
You know, but that, he's, I mean, he's just not included in that. It's just, you know, a little bit more modernized, you know what I'm saying?
All right. Jaws, hold on, you didn't go Jalen.
Jalen still got something to prove. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
Wow. You really are on Jalen.
The city is insane.
Hey, listen, man. I'm not wrong with that. You know, this guy's got a lot to prove, man. Y'all, you know that. Come on, man.
I'm just surprised you didn't have him in front of Wentz.
Well, you know, he getting it. You know what I mean? But, you know, he got a lot to prove, right? Listen.
All right. You guys did win the Super Bowl already.
He did. He's been to two. I give him that. But, I mean, he has a ton of talent around him. I don't know if I can pit him up there with those other guys, man. If McNabb had the talent he had, I don't know.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, come on, man. I have jewelry on my fingers right now, man.
Come on, man. You'll have, you'll be like Jordan.
At least one, man. Give me at least one or two.
You'll have like three of them. Like, you know what I mean? Hey, listen.
Yeah, but he probably wouldn't be here.
Happy birthday, man.
I appreciate it, brother. Yes, thank you. It's actually tomorrow. Yep. It's tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's the birthday. We want to be able to do the birthday stuff for him. It's not Jack.
No, he said, what was Black Gritty doing?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what the hell
he said. He was busy
was
tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Chuck. Thank you, man. Man, I didn't remember Chuck was such a hater.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my
Before
God.
Embiid, it was Carson.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
I'm glad
he's right. Yeah, me and Chuck went through like two or three straight years of just fighting.
Well,
it went from Wentz to Embiid. Like, that's, we had that going.
OG Wade and Chuck were the first OG, like, haters of Carson.
Yeah.
And that's how they got their name on this show.
Yes.
The history of the afternoon show.
I just wonder, they was always first in line.
Yeah, I wonder how that happened. Oops. By the way.
We started every show off arguing that way.
About those guys, yes.
By the way, I mean, we talk about 17. Wallet was great. 4,000 yards, 27 touchdowns, 7 interceptions in 2019.
I told you, underrated.
We don't talk about that season enough.
Enough.
Right.
So he's got two seasons with more TD passes than Jalen's ever had.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Not even close.
All right.
Now, he did have a season where he played 12 games and threw 15 interceptions.
15 picks. That 2020 season is the worst
ever.
It's the worst ever.
The DiNucci game where they allowed fans in for the first time.
Yeah.
And he twirled around instead of just throwing the ball out of bounds. Well, had the worst
It was the worst thing.
It's the worst football play I think I've ever seen.
It really was.
Them winning the Super Bowl with Foles was a tough on him. I think, though, the next year actually maybe was the nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
Because the next year with him going out with the injury, I think they were 5-8 at the time.
And they started winning again.
And then they won a playoff game.
Yeah, the shrine in the locker.
Chris Long shrine. And then they beat the Bears.
Yeah.
And then
double doink game.
We always remember the dropped Alshon catch in the Saints game. And if you're somebody like me, you say, well, if he catches that, we win the Super Bowl again. And it was
back in the NFC Championship game.
Yes, and I think if the Super Bowl was tough, the next year made it even tougher for Carson to outlive that Nick Foles, you know, aura.
And then the San Liquido article came out.
Yes. Well, and
it came out after. That was the real nail in the coffin.
Who do you think?
we'll see.
Okay.
What? No, stop.
Okay, all right.
Lurking?
Yeah, 215-592.
I bet they are lurking.
Well,
yes.
You know Joe's lurking. He's just waiting for that Eagles Insider of the Year thing. He's going to swoop in. He sits outside AJ's car every day, just waiting. 215-592-9494. Speaking of Jalen, one of his true haters had something to say. We'll get to that next. And apparently, there's at least one Eagles player that's saying that this season reminds them of another season. We'll get to that right after we tell you about Blue Chew. And you know, we're saying that this season, you know, maybe feels like another season. We want your season in the bedroom to feel like your best seasons in the bedroom.
Yeah.
When you used to kick ass in there. Not literally, but, you know, figuratively. Blue Chew can get you there.
Yes. Not even a comment.
Yeah. Well, yes. Come on. No?
You me got, either.
No, no, nothing. Nope. Nobody wants to join me on that one?
No, no, no.
Blue Chew makes chewables that help you get back to peak performance in the bedroom. You've heard us talk about it before. There's no shame there. Mm-hmm. But the great thing about Blue Chew, first of all, it is a chewable. It's not a pill. You don't have to worry about swallowing a pill. It's chewable. So whenever it's time. But the stuff that you didn't want to deal with, getting, you know, going to Blue Chew, you don't have to deal with them. Like a doctor's appointment, that's not necessary. No, mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. You got to wait for the appointment. You have that weird conversation with the doctor. It happens all at BlueChew.com. The waiting in line at the pharmacy does not happen. They make it, ship it direct here in the U.S., so it arrives right in your mailbox in a discreet...
hard
package.
And you're not going to have to pay for the first month. First
Why?
Month is going to be free because Jack's paying for it.
People helping people.
Yep, first month. So what you do is you go to BlueChew.com. You figure it all out. They figure out the right mix of the Blue Chew magic potion or whatever. It's not really magic.
Not
you know
a
what
potion.
I'm saying? Yeah, not a potion, but they figure it all out. You use code 94 at checkout, and your first month is absolutely free. All you have to do is pay for the shipping, like $5, and then you can
chew it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
So we will get back to the Carson thing, but there is a football team playing here right now. And I think if you were to name Jalen Hurts' number one hater on a national level, it would be Chris Sims.
Yeah.
Right?
I would say so.
He's there.
Started with that damn 42nd ranking he gave out.
Yes.
Behind Kellen Mond.
And he is just, you know, he's loving this. And he's just waiting.
Oh, yeah. He is definitely loving this.
But he did have something interesting to say when he was talking about the Eagles' struggles. Here it is.
I think they realize they can't change anything because their quarterback's just not going to stand for it. As you've heard me say many a times, I watched Nick Sirianni as an offensive coordinator with the Colts. His offense had a million answers. It was awesome. That's why he got the head coaching job with the Eagles. It was like a Shane Steichen-type offense. It was, whoa, everything you do, they got an answer. That's not the case anymore. I don't think Nick Sirianni got dumber and forgot how to coach offense. I think, and I've heard this and I know this from people down there that have been there, that are still there, whatever. They're not allowed to change a whole lot on the offensive side of the ball. The quarterback will not stand for it. And because of that, that's why I think you see all these tippy-toe comments from everybody in Philadelphia. Because the truth of the matter is, they can't say it. So they have to give you these bullcrap jargon type of things to say, like you said, words, 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 because they're a little stuck in what they can do right now.
So it is.
What is he talking about?
So he is saying that the reason they can't change the offense is because Jalen doesn't want them to change the offense. Now, Jalen, do you know when he said this, Jack?
This is December.
So this was December. Jalen said this.
I don't care how it looks. It's kind of my game. And I think that's something that people have to accept that, you know, it's going to look how Jalen Hurts wants it to look, you know, but he's going to win.
So there is that. Jack, relax.
Distract me, man.
Yeah. So we have said that post Shane Steichen that it doesn't matter really who the offensive coordinator is, that we have had similar complaints, mm-hmm. Specifically about the passing game.
Yeah.
Had it about from Brian Johnson, had it about even Kellen Moore.
Yeah.
And now having this here. And we have said the two constants have been Coach Sirianni and Jalen. Now, what Chris Sims is saying there is that when Coach Sirianni was with the Colts, he was imaginative. He did have answers, and he thinks he is restricted by the quarterback. Now, I suppose it could be true. What do you think about that theory?
I'm not buying that completely. Could there be some truth to that? Sure, I guess. I think, but I don't think that's that uncommon to a lot of quarterbacks in this league. That's why we talk about tailoring an offense that fits the quarterback versus trying to force a square peg in a round hole. Right? Our job as a, your job as the coach, right, as the play designer, is to design plays around your players and what they do best.
Mm-hmm.
Fit your schemes around them. Develop offensive schemes around what they do best, not what you want them to do.
Mm-hmm. Which is what Kellen Moore ran into the first four games of last year.
And so I say that, I say this to that. I've seen other coaches have success with Jalen Hurts as a quarterback. Yes, it doesn't always look pretty. I've come to accept that. It is what it is. But I do believe there are ways to be effective with him as a quarterback because you don't win as much as they've won since he's been the starting quarterback here by accident. So this feels more like finger pointing, somebody trying to place blame somewhere else. I ain't going for that. I'm not going for that, because I've already seen him play at a high level, and I've seen him win a Super Bowl. I've seen him play at a high level in those games. Now, again, it doesn't mean you just plug and play and he's going to do it again automatically the next year, but this idea that it's difficult to call plays and devise schemes and be successful with Jalen because he can only do this or he can't do that. Well, how has he gone to two Super Bowls in five straight years in the playoffs?
Well, the biggest difference this year is their inability to run the ball.
Yes.
And that is clearly limiting everything else that they can do.
And would you agree with this? Let's put aside where he is as a quarterback amongst everyone else.
Sure.
This offense, this team, him as a player, has been at his best when there's an effective running game with him. In 2021, when they were 2-7 and turned it all around, it was because of the running game. In 2022, they had a 1,300-yard rusher in Miles Sanders. They were a top-three rushing team in the league that year in 2022. In 2023, running game, not as good. Not as good. Offense struggled. We wanted to throw the ball more. We struggled there. We got back to our grassroots in 2024. Started running the ball. He was better as a quarterback doing what he does, and the running game helped lead the charge. That's what we're all – I understand everybody wants to – as a quarterback, sometimes your job is to erase areas of weakness on the team.
That's what Elliott was saying yesterday, Superman.
And I get that. I get that. I understand wanting that from your franchise quarterback. All I'm saying is that I have to be realistic with my expectations versus what I want or I wish that could happen. This is where he's limited. We got to get this part of the offense fixed and everything else will fall into place, in my opinion. They can't run the football. They're not blocking well. They're not blocking well. And because it's harder to pick out each offensive lineman who isn't blocking on said running player, what have you, and say that's why Saquon isn't as effective. The bottom line is that's the biggest difference in the offense this year is the running game.
Well, yeah.
The running game is not good.
The limitation is probably there's – it just doesn't seem like this is a team that can pass the ball to be able to run. It works right. Better the other way.
Yep.
And if they can't run the ball, it just – they're stuck.
And guess what? I'm disappointed, too. The passing game is not better. I expected it to be better. I expected him to be better in the passing game. I thought you needed to take some pressure off Saquon in the running game and be better and explosive in the passing game so that you're not relying as much on Saquon. We can't do that consistently. And I think a big part of the reason why the offense stalls out is because we can't run the ball effectively enough on early downs, or we do things to put ourselves behind the sticks, meaning false start, holding penalty, something that makes it 1st and 15, 1st and 20, 2nd and 17, and then we get away to abandon the run. There is no excuse for running the ball one time and a half. They did that against the Broncos with a 17-point lead. That's not talked about enough. I can accept the loss to the Giants. It's a divisional game, short week, on the road up there. A 17-3 lead, 14-point lead in the fourth quarter, and you only run the ball once in the second half, that's a coaching thing. Unless you want to tell me Jalen's just out there freelancing and calling nothing but passing plays.
Yeah, well, there was some RPO there, but I agree with you. But I agree with you.
Take the option out of his hands.
Yes, and say we're running the ball.
Say we're running the ball.
Well, and that gets back to, you know, he is good in RPO, and does he want to do this, and does he want to do that? That's why it's so convoluted. And you mentioned pointing.
When you give him an option, he's going to either throw it or run it. Think about it, if you're a quarterback, Spike, and everybody says you can't throw the ball.
Oh, you're going to throw it. Yeah.
Don't you naturally want to prove you can throw the ball?
Especially if the defense is begging you to throw it, which they were. And you mentioned finger pointing. I was actually thinking about that this morning. It's not like it's been all over the place, but that is a sign of oh no.
Yep.
So you have, I'm not trashing Lane for this, but Lane with the predictability thing, that's a finger point thing. AJ is a finger point thing. Whoever's talking to Chris Sims is a finger point thing.
Yep.
That when everybody's
good, man.
And I give credit to Jordan. I think that's one of the reasons that Mailata keeps saying us, execution, is because he's trying to prevent that from happening.
Yep.
But you can see the cracks. And there's an article on ESPN.com, and Jeremy Fowler said, I was at the game against the Giants on Thursday night and definitely sensed concern. One player told me that this is starting to feel like the 2023 meltdown all over again, and the team needs to use this week to figure out things out and avoid a full-blown repeat. So that's not great.
Is not great.
If a player inside is saying it feels that way, that's not great. It's not great.
First of all, said player, that's not league stuff. Just get focused on getting better.
Yes. Just say hi to Jeremy Fowler.
Yes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
See, once these leaks start happening, that's when you know things aren't good, man.
Maybe it was Za'Darius Smith. No, I'm just kidding. Probably wasn't Za'Darius. Well.
It could have been.
Well.
That would be like.
Well, he wasn't here, though.
Yeah, he wasn't here. He wasn't here.
That's right.
He wasn't here.
Well, I was going to say, who's the guy that left?
Orlando Scandrick.
Yeah, Orlando Scandrick.
It's probably him. That rat.
Were you here for that, Spike?
Yes, I was here. Yeah.
Dude, I remember the tweet of someone said he's going on. Undisputed.
Oh, first take. Yeah, yeah. It was undisputed. Yes.
And we were like, well, we got to run the whole thing.
Yeah.
And he didn't stop talking.
215-592-9494. It is a Wednesday. We may face him on Sunday. What do you remember more, the good times or the bad times? Are you rooting for Carson? Not on Sunday, obviously, but just in general. Coming up next, Larry Anderson joins us one final time for the 2025 season to wrap up the Philly season. I want to hear what L.A. felt when he saw Orion Kirkering throw that baseball. I know it'll be painful. And we will look forward to 2026 with LA. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.